Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. He is the chief economist for the NFIB. We're talking about his the NFIB survey of business conditions, of actually it's called the Index of Small Business Optimism. Let me say that correctly. That's the actual title of the Bill's report that he's been doing all these years. Bill, thank you for allowing us to put this up on our website. I know it's up on the NFIB.com website. Also, smallbus.org. Is that right?
That's it. That's got it.
So, folks, you can go there, and the summary is outstanding. I mean, there's a three-page summary. You can see the graphs if you want, but the summary is outstanding. I encourage you to take you about 2.5 minutes to read the whole thing, and it's really good information. It'll give you a snapshot of about how things are going. You know, Bill, when we do our own polling on the website through our newsletter, a lot smaller sample than yours, and it seems to us that when we've done this over the last few months, we've got about 25% of businesses are doing pretty good. About 10 to 20% or so are really doing awful, and the rest, you know, the 50, 60% in the middle are just kind of, you know, middling along. That's kind of what it seems like to us. What do you think?
Yeah, that's probably the case, and of course it depends a lot, you know, by industry and region, for example, just for starters, where you're located and what you do. Amongst the all the one-digit industry classifications that we look at, you know, professional services, non-professional, retail, wholesale, agriculture,
right,
financial, you know, the best is by far and away the most optimistic are the manufacturing firms. And that kind of reflects back on that number we were discussing. This recovery is being led differently than our usual recovery. Usually it's the consumer spending that really jumps, and then
right,
and housing,
right,
because interest rates are low from the Fed and so on. But, of course, housing is really moribund still. We're only making about 500,000 starts a year. We should be making 1 million more than that. And
right,
so that's a lot of missing jobs and growth. And the consumer is doing a little bit better, but from a really bad level. So there's not a lot going on there. So manufacturing has been what's been leading us out, and of course it shows up in the stock market with all the exporting and the profits and so on. The market's doing pretty well. It likes what's going on, and even our little manufacturing firms are clearly leading the group here.
The problem is
that manufacturing firms don't employ anybody.
Well, they're using technology a lot more now, aren't they?
Exactly, they're capital intensive. They use
and the people they need, they need
like
people
that
who know how to use technology, not hammersmiths
exactly,
like my dad was in the steel mills 50 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. So that in part explains why we produce the same amount of output but use 7 million fewer workers. The other explanation. Another part of that would be, of course, that we all did learn how to do with less, but until we start selling more stuff, which we're not yet, we don't need to hire people, and so we haven't hired these people back yet.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I was just thinking, Bill, this scenario we have right now reminds me of the 70s. You know, we had a housing debacle, kind of a housing recession back in 74, 75. The housing industry collapsed. Then we elected Jimmy Carter. That was another nail in the coffin, so to speak. And so we really rolled out of 74 into what Carter called malaise, right into, that was when we had the stagflation, right into the recessions of 81 and 83. And so my point is, if you want to look at a timeline scenario, I mean, I'm praying that it's not going to be as bad as that one was, but that's a similar kind of situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, indeed. You know, that's the same kind of a deal that we had. And so, you know, and people were not happy, of course, with economic policy at the time. There was a lot of uncertainty. Inflation was a real killer. When we ask our members, what's the most important problem facing a business today, the all-time record vote getter is inflation, and that's back in the 70s when almost half the owners said, that's my problem.
Right.
It's all this stuff coming in the back door and killing me. I can't raise prices fast enough to keep up with it. My profits are terrible, and that was the kind of deal we had.
Well,
then Volcker came along.
right, exactly. But now the big thing is, of course, more sales. But I do think, though, have you seen a situation where inflation is not a problem nationally, but I think small business owners are getting squeezed again, Bill, by their prices of their goods are going up, but they aren't able to raise their own prices.
Well, they certainly aren't raising their prices. I mean, we had 20% reporting that they cut their average selling prices over the last 3 months, and only 18% raised them. So we still have more firms cutting than raising, and that's not good for your revenue. Your sales revenue doesn't look too good. Even if you're selling the same amount of units, you're getting less revenue. So there's clearly pressure there. Now, there's not a lot of pressure coming from the wage side, which is our big source of cost. About 80% of our cost on average are labor costs. But over the last year, we've had far more. We had a big, much bigger increase in the percent of owners who said they're raising worker comp now, than are cutting it. So it's starting.
And speaking
the cost of sales,
labor
will come back.
Speaking of sales, you've still got a net negative of 11% increase. Are still hurting on sales?
Yeah. Sales is on the number one problem question. 27% said that's our top business problem. That's down 6 points from the December, so that's the good sign, but the bad sign is it's still the top problem. So
overall, folks,
we need to have more activity.
Again, to recap, overall, the trend is upward, but it's still not at a level that's any kind of a robust recovery. That's what we're Bill Duckenberg seeing in his report. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill to look into his crystal ball, tell us what he sees for the rest of the year, and also I'm going to ask you about some international events. What's Egypt going to do in that scenario for small businesses?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.